Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield us harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. And then from the New Testament in Luke's Gospel, Luke 12, verses 13 to 21, and that's on page 1045. The parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed you to judge an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I've no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God." May God bless to us those readings.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Does anyone remember the song by Bob Dylan, "The times they are a-changing"? And the world that we live in today is so different from the world in the Bible times, isn't it? Our world of AI and people going to the moon, computers, you know, all the gadgetry and technology that we have today, compared to, you know, scrolls and donkeys and whatever else we find in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Very, very different. Our world is a different world. But one thing has stayed the same, at least one thing anyway. There were poor people then, and there are still poor people today. That has not changed, has it? Does God care about poor people? How do we know God cares for poor people? How do we know?
Because he used poor people to pass his word on.
He uses poor people, yeah.
He blesses us with enough to share.
Mm-hmm. God has a heart for the poor. mean, if we go way back into the Old Testament and the book of Deuteronomy, God's people were given various instructions about how to care for the foreigner, you know, the poor people. I mean, they were an agricultural people. They were a farming kind of people, if you like. And they were told that when they're gathering the crops in their field, they're only to gather it once. You know, whether it's picking up potatoes or whatever they were gathering from the field. And if they had left something, they weren't to go back the next day and get the ones they had missed. No, they were to be left for poor people who find it difficult to get food. Or if you had a vineyard and grapes fell down to the ground, you weren't to pick them up. God says, leave them for foreigners or for poor people to come and help themselves. And even in your field, leave a bit around the edge of your field. You know, for those who don't have. Because God cares for the poor, doesn't he? And he, as you've rightly said, he's given to us that we might also give to others. He's blessed us, as we saw in that demonstration, that we might bless others. So God cares very much for the poor. Sometimes we look at our world and the great need in our world, it's so easy to think, well, what difference can I make? Can I really make a difference in our world? And yet, in God's economy of life, the way God looks at things, what we might give seems very small, but it makes a big difference. Even think about the little boy who brought his packed lunch when Jesus fed the 5,000. It didn't look much. That's not going to go very far. What was it? 5 loaves and 2 fish? Oh, is it the other way around? I can't remember. I think it was 5 loaves and 2 fish. And how is that going to feed 5,000 people? But he gave what he had, and in the hands of Jesus, a little makes a big difference. In our story that Michael read to us, particularly from the New Testament, we find there's a bit of a family squabble with these two brothers. Presumably the dad has died, and the sons are going to inherit all that he had, all his wealth. And it seems that one of the sons wants most of it for himself. And so the other one comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, tell him to give me my share. But Jesus doesn't tell him to give him his share. Jesus says, be on your guard against all kinds of, what was it? Greed. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. And then Jesus told a little story, a little parable about a man, a rich man. Important to remember, he is already a rich man. And he's had this bumper harvest. It must have been one of the exceptional years. You know, the sun was shining, the rain came, and the crops grew, and it was just a bumper harvest. It's almost like he had kind of won the lottery. You know, everything's gone. It's so much. And what does he decide to do? Well, he decides what I need to do actually is build bigger barns to store all my food. Because there's enough food here to last me for many years. You know, I can retire early. And I can just play golf, I can do this, I can just live the life I want to live. Eat, drink, and be merry. And who can blame him? I mean, if you had just, what would you do? Would you not do a similar thing? Would you not be tempted to think, right, I've kind of hit the jackpot here. You know, let's just make sure it's all kept safe. And I can live the rest of my life in a very, very good, prosperous way. And do all that I want to do. Would we do any different? We would?
Yeah.
I hope we would.
Share.
We would share, wouldn't we? Well, this man who was already rich decided not to share, but just to keep it all for himself. Just looking after himself, making sure he was all right, that he would live the good life. And it kind of blinded him to all the poor people around. That's what happens, isn't it? When we just want to get as much as we can for ourselves, make sure we're all right today and for all the tomorrows, it blinds us to those who don't have, those who struggle day after day after day, who can hardly see any future, while we just live luxuriously with all that we have. And that was the point, you see. Jesus saw through this man, and he told this story, this parable, because just to highlight, you know, don't be greedy. Be generous. Think of others. Are we generous? Am I generous? Am I generous a little bit? Am I quite generous? Or am I extravagantly generous? No, do I just give a little here and there? But really, I'm just looking after myself. How generous are we? One of the things God's been reminding me recently, actually, is that all that I have and all that we have doesn't actually belong to us. It's been given to us, isn't it? God's given to us. That we might look around and think, how can I use what God has given me to bless others who don't have? It's really a call to generosity, isn't it? A call to generosity. And we have been blessed. We're celebrating this morning God's goodness to us. And let's make sure that in the way we are blessed, we're not blinded to those around us. That we might be characterized by our generosity, our willing to let go and give what God has given to us to bless others. Sounds quite a sobering message to bring on harvest. But it's a kind of double thing, isn't it? We are thankful to God for all that he's given us, and we praise him for that. But he has given us that we might also give. So may God continually open our hearts to those around. And as we do so, God will pour blessing into us. We will never lose out. We will never lose out as we give generously to those in need. Let's pray together. Father, we do echo those words deep in our heart, that all we have ever needed, you have provided. Lord, thank you that with you we lack nothing, absolutely nothing. You are such a good and generous God. And so we bless you this morning. We bless you for the harvest, for the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the fresh and clean water we drink, the homes we live in, the friends we have. Lord, everything. And thank you that you have given it all to us. Lord, may we leave this morning with grateful and thankful hearts, praising you for all that you've given to us. But Lord, may we also leave with open hands, ready to look around and ready to give. Lord, would you clear away our blind spots that we might just be such a generous people as you are generous to us. Lord, we pray you'll bless the gifts that we've given this morning. Lord, we know they will go to people who are struggling day by day. Lord, we pray you'll bless each and every gift. As we place them into your hands, and that somehow, Lord, you will multiply them, and that those who come in need of food will not go away empty. So, Lord, this morning we praise your wonderful name. Thank you for your love and your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Amen.